This podcast is a member of the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit us to listen to over 250 amazing podcasts just like this one.
Japanese street style is some of the cutest and trendiest clothing in the world. Introducing Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing and Accessories, the hottest original and cute clothing company. We offer tops, clothes, accessories, shoes, dresses and skirts, and comfortable homeware that we guarantee you will love. Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing, super cute Japanese style clothing.
Yes, this is Jeffrey Frazier of Black Wall Street. Now hear it. Yeah, this is, sorry for difficulties. This is Jeffrey Frazier for Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Yeah, today is going to be a short show. We're going to talk about the opioid epidemic. I think it's important not only to just it's an American issue. And it's actually very interesting that no one had any empathy for black people who were struggling during the crack epidemic, but everybody wants to now talk about opioids and methadone and so forth because it's severely affecting white America. My father has a friend who's a sergeant in the Riverdale precinct in the NYPD and over 235th Street and Irvine Avenue. There was actually a crystal meth lab explosion a couple of years ago. That's right in Riverdale. That's over there within a couple of blocks from Manhattan College and right in the same neighborhood as Kennedy and Roosevelt Mansion. So we're going to have a good quick show. Before we get started and before we go, I go on a quick break. We need to do some church announcements. Look out for my boy Aaron. He's coming out with a podcast, Aaron Can't Lose, season 3. Hopefully you'll see me, my face in the podcast also. Actually, I hope I bring Aaron onto the show next week or in 2 weeks, but I'll tell you more about that. If you want to follow me on Instagram, please. My Instagram is BlackKage840. All right, BlackKage840 is my Instagram. And if you go on my bios on my Instagram, you'll not only get my Facebook page, you'll get also my Twitter account and my Twitch account. So please go to my Instagram, which is BlackKage840. And please, my podcast is also on iTunes, Spotify, Glitcher, and Pandora. And there will be more shortly, okay? That's it. We're going to go in a quick break, and I'm going to come back within about 4 minutes. Yeah, we ain't gonna have no more breaks because it's a late show and it's very short. So, we're gonna get started. The company I want to talk about is a company that is was based in Alabama. It's called PSAA. Okay. I saw this episode of American Greed. If you want to go to Hulu.com, you can look at it. And I was just looking at the episode, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read a couple of articles based into this company, because after looking at these episodes, I think is very important. All right. Give me 1 second. Let's look up PSAA opioids. Okay, I'm gonna read an article from Addictive and Dangerous, Staying Afloat on Opioid Facts. Is an ad from the New York government. Alright. Anyone who takes prescription opioids can become addicted to them. Prescription opioids can be prescribed by doctors to treat moderate to severe pain, but have serious risks and side effects. The most common drugs involved in prescription opioid overdose deaths are oxycodone, hydrocodone, and morphine. Talk with your doctor to fully understand benefits and risks of prescription opioids before taking them. Make sure you're getting care that is safe, effective, and right for you. Talk with your doctor about setting goals for management of your pain. Ask your doctor about non-opioid options for treating pain, including medications other than opioids, as well as non-pharmacologic options like exercise. Always let your doctor know about any side effects or concerns you may have. You have to practice responsible use. Never take opioids in greater amounts or more often than prescribed. Always let your doctor know about any side effects or concerns you may have about using opioids. Avoid taking opioids with alcohol and other substances or medications. It's very dangerous to combine opioids with other drugs, especially those that cause drowsiness. Do not share or sell your prescription opioids. Safely store your medications. Okay. Now, let's see if I can find. It's very interesting. I cannot find this company. Let's look up American Greed. Opioid. See if I can find. Should be able to find it now. Dirty Opioids, Dirty Doctors. Yes, this is the episode. Okay, two doctors illegally prescribe opioids while destroying lives and pocketing millions. Deadly Opioids, Deadly Doctor. Okay. Two doctors run their Alabama pain clinics like heartless pill mills, illegally prescribing opioids while destroying lives and pocketing millions. Okay. Let's see if I can get these doctors' name. Yeah, the episode is American Greed, Season 12, Episode 2. Dirty doctor's name. Now, the reason why I'm very interested in telling you guys this story, because they had a medication. I was watching it, and they had a medication of something that was 50 times more stronger than heroin. And it's actually crazy. All right, here's article for AOL.com. From a surprise raid to guilty verdicts in a high-stakes trial, a mobile pill mill case provided a window into America's opioid crisis. Now CNBC's American Greed is revisiting the tale. The network says that the true crime series will focus on the fall of two Mobile, Alabama doctors who raked in millions of dollars for prescribing powerful and dangerous opioids. The doctors are John Patrick Couch and Zulu Rion, partners who own two physician pain specialists of Alabama. PPSA clinics and a related pharmacy. PPSA was raided by the DEA and other agencies in a multi-state sweep in the spring of 2015. At a complex trial that lasted weeks early 2017, prosecutors alleged that the doctors, along with some addicted or corrupted subordinates, ran a money mill that freely doted out powerful addictive medications while milking the system for millions in payments. The doctors maintained that their focus had been on patient care. After being convicted, Couch was sentenced to 20 years, Rayon to 21. Millions of dollars of access, including a fleet of exotic autos, were seized. Preview clips at the show's website indicate that American Greed will address a range of topics from the trial, including testimony from former patients, such as one woman who became addicted to prescription painkillers, and a look at the addicted clinic employees. Assistant U.S. attorneys Deborah Griffin and Christopher Barnow, who led the prosecution, all prominently featured. Now, when I was watching the show, I saw the interview that they did with the people who was addicted, and it was crazy. You had one guy, because it was a white guy, Mr. John Couch, and the Chinese guy, Mr. Rion, right? And the thing is that they kept hiring everybody, even John Patrick Couch, was all addicted to opioids. They all was addicts. And what John Patrick Couch used to do is that every time he went to a Alcoholic Anonymous meeting or an Opioid Anonymous meeting, he would hire nurse practitioners. He would hire nurse practitioners who were former addicts and had them work for the company. And if you, as long as you was addicted to drugs, you can stay in the company. But the minute that you became cleaned and you wasn't addicted to drugs anymore, they would fire you because they felt like that you wasn't an asset to their organization, which is actually very crazy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to speak more on John Patrick Couch and Zulie Long real quick. Let's see if I can... I want to bring this guy up. See if I can copy. I can copy and I can paste. And they won't let me copy and paste this guy's name. Why? Okay, let me see if I can type up their name. John Patrick Couch. Let's see, John Patrick Couch, Doctors of Courage. And they got him listed as a Doctors of Courage. That's actually funny. Yeah, this John Patrick Couch guy, he loved to play the guitar. He really loved to play the guitar because he actually did not like his job. So what he used to do, he used to send nurse practitioners to do the job, which actually is against the law. He used to have nurse practitioners forge their signatures to hand out opioids. I remember watching the show how the DEA caught them, how the DEA sent somebody in there and got a recording, and they basically find out that the woman, the minute that they found out, the guy came in there. Yeah, he said, "I'm taking, I have a pain, and I'm taking street drugs, and I need you to give me something." And they were saying that's basically the sign that somebody was an addict. And the minute that the doctor found out, that said she automatically just wrote him a prescription, just gave him random medication. Is actually crazy. Okay. This actually was trying to defend John Patrick Couch. Are you kidding me? You know, watching, and I'm, as I'm thinking about it, I'm remembering. They had cancer. Basically, they approved these two medications. Let's see if I can find a medication. There was a medication that they had that was 50 times more stronger than heroin. And the reason they was able to hand out this medication, because it was for cancer patients going through great pain. And what they did is they forged their signatures, and they wanted to pretend that all of the patients had cancer. And it was crazy. They had so many people addicted to drugs, and two people actually died. There was a woman that died, and there actually was a veteran that died. It's actually crazy. I have here Southern District of Alabama, and then I'm going to end the show. I'm going to read his conviction. Acting United States Attorney Steve Butler of the Southern District of Alabama announces that John Patrick Couch has been sentenced to 240 months in federal prison for running a massive pill mill in Mobile, Alabama. During the sentencing hearing today, Senior Judge Cali versus Grande found that Dr. Couch was responsible for illegally prescribing opioids, which were converted to their marijuana equivalency, exceeded 90,000 kilograms of marijuana. In addition, she found that Dr. Couch perjured himself and that he utilized special skills to carry out his crimes. Thereafter, several family members of Deskeet, Dr. Couch Payton, spoke to the court, as did several patients on the behalf of the doctor. Ultimately, Judge Garndane sentenced Dr. Couch to 240 months in federal prison and ordered him to pay restitution in the following amounts: $6,282,023 to Medicare, $3,649,092.97 to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, and $2,285,170.70 to TRICARE, and $1,695,929 to United Health Group. God damn. Prior to the execution of multiple search warrants by the FBI DEA on May 20 of 2015, Dr. Rahn and Dr. Couch jointly owned and operated two pain management clinics under the name Physicians Pain Specialists of Alabama, as well as CR Pharmacy. Following an executive joint investigation by both FBI Mobile and DEA Mobile, both doctors were charged with litany of federal felony offenses, including RICO conspiracy, conspiracy to violate the Controlled Substance Act, sensitive drug distribution offenses, conspiracies to commit wire fraud, mail fraud, health care fraud, and to violate the anti-kickback statute, as well as money laundering. All charges stem for the defendant's operation of PPSA and CR Pharmacy. There's more in this article. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save this article, being it's a short show, and I'm going to finish this article next week. Now, before I sign off, I just want to thank everybody for your support, and I'll see you next time. Bye.